day is it?
What am I gonna do, make a big announcement?
Yeah.
Big announcement, everybody.
It's Wednesday.
Up and at 'em.
Everybody works on Wednesday.
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
These are idiots.
Not exactly the best and brightest.
These people are not rocket scientists.
Okay, I get it. The gloves are off.
These are just ordinary, boring people.
All right.
You seem like a lunatic.
Let's do this.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And we've got the calls backing up. People want to give you information of what's been happening, not only with the County Commission, but with the School Board of Trustees meeting last night that went until 1:07 this morning. 5 hours of public comment. This is people standing up for themselves. So we'll hear from Melanie with the County Commissioners meeting. We'll hear from Paul White, who has a very interesting story to tell us about rebellious kids and how they're being handled. I can't wait to hear this. Today's poll question, do you think that the Washoe County Health Department is, or do you trust them for accurate information on COVID-19 and how it affects Nevada? What do you think? Also, is the city of Reno doing enough to get the homeless off the streets and into shelters? 90% of you yesterday said no. Our question's brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. I know he's in a... He's trying to get to the Conservative Talk lunch at the King Buffet, which lunch starts at 11:30. It's the Conservative Talk lunch, if you'd still like to go. So I'm tracking him down on the road. But John Eppolito joins us right now, a great advocate for parents with the Washoe County School District, and ran for trustee, actually. Ben, I hope he runs for something again, because, boy, he is really watching out for people. John, thank you for joining me on the show this morning. You were at the board meeting last night. What's your take on it?
Oh, my gosh, Monica. That's one of the worst ones. I've been doing this for 8 or 9 years. And in a lot of ways, that was one of the worst ones ever. Probably in some ways worse than when... the two superintendents got fired, Tracy Davis and Pedro Martinez. People were more passionate. Most of the passion was on our side against this. There was a little bit on the, you know, for the social justice curriculum, but most of it was us.
So what are you taking away from all of this? What do you want people to know that's going on?
Well, what I'm taking away from it is this. At the meeting, it was very clear that the superintendent, even though the board members, came to a point in the meeting where the curriculum, the board was pretty much not going to go with the curriculum we had. We knew that going in. And they all stated their concerns. There was at least three of them said that, you know, they had major concerns with the curriculum. And even after that, Superintendent McNeil said, if she could have, she would have adopted it. And even after all the concerns came up and the white supremacy and all the stuff that's in the curriculum that the other trustees didn't like, Superintendent McNeil was still, I was shocked that she said she would have still have approved it if she could have, basically.
Well, they've already paid that for it.
Well, almost. What they paid for, Monica, was the benchmark standards, and that's been paid for, and they've been using it for a few years. The benchmark advance, the supplemental curriculum, mm-hmm. that there's no charge. There's no charge for the added indoctrination, Monica. So that there's no charge for that. That's what was posted. That's what's so controversial. That there's no charge for. It's not about the money. And again, the trustees were not, they told her they didn't want it. And I was surprised that she said that. She would have voted, she would have pushed it in if she could have.
I'm really not.
Getting back to what, yeah, well... I'm surprised that she said it out loud, Monica. I know it was late and we were all tired. But getting back to what you said, you know, she's going to have way too much control on that task force. And we know the outcome of the task force, and it's not going to be till 2022. But the biggest takeaway for me was a couple of the people that were there had this email that Kristen sent, and she never denied sending it. And the email was extremely incriminating. And I was able to find this on the district website. Now, they may take it down, but I've scanned it in. I've already posted it on our Facebook page, Protect Nevada Children. And then in the meantime, I've scanned it in. And when I have time, I'll have it, I'll create its own link for it, and then I'll get it out to all our contacts. But I'd like to read to you the first couple paragraphs of that email if we have time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Quote, "Today, as educators, we are called to ask and answer some fundamental questions. What will we, our school, do differently to root out racism? How will we engage the students and each other? How can we learn about topics such as police brutality, demonstrating, protesting, and rioting, police militarization, and their roles in upholding and dismantling systemic racism?" And then the next paragraph goes on to say, this is to the teachers. It goes on to say, quote, "We invite you to engage your students in dialogues about the relationships between white supremacy, white privilege, racism, and police violence in a developmentally and socially responsive way, and hope this document will help serve as a guide," end quote. That's what the kind of crap the district is putting out.
Yeah.
And to me, that's very revealing what they're up to. No matter whether this curriculum gets pushed in or not, this is already on the district website. This is without the curriculum being approved. That's what they're up to. And I'm just so frustrated, Monica, as many of us are. And yeah, most of the comments were against the curriculum last night. I don't know. In a way, it's mind-boggling. And then the people that are in there supporting it, they're the ones that are doing the crazy things in their classrooms already. This is already happening.
Well, I mean, this is crazy, John. How can you justify, just from that one paragraph that you read, how can they justify teaching rioting? I get if you want to teach how to do a peaceful protest, but rioting? Mm-hmm. You're teaching criminal behavior.
This is why we're at this point, and I'm not saying it's quite as bad as rioting. But the reason we have these kids, Washoe County School Students for Change, or whatever that group is because this has been happening. It's teaching kids to be activists in our schools. You know, we're behind in a lot of things. And, you know, my kids, two have already graduated and two are still in high school. And the older one's probably got a better education. And now it's more on this garbage curriculum kind of stuff. But we're teaching, starting at a young age, we're teaching kids to be activists. And unfortunately, the teachers that speak up in support of this social justice curriculum, they're activists. And the ones that are against it are afraid to speak. And we had some people last night read comments, maybe three or four teachers sent in comments, and people read them. But the teachers that oppose it are afraid to speak up.
Yeah, because they'll be retaliated against. I mean,
exactly.
not even from the school district, but from other teachers, because adults can be bullies as well.
Right. And even me, as much as I've done for 9 or 10 years, Monica, I was almost afraid to read this. And when I read this at the end of the meeting to Kristen and I looked her right in the eye, I said, "Kristen, I hope you didn't send this." And she just sat there. She didn't say a word. She never denied sending it. And we saw her true colors anyway. I mean, I've known for a long time where she is politically. And personally, I kind of liked her for a long time. And I said that last night. But she showed her true colors when she sent out that email to everybody on January 6th, you know, after the storming of the Capitol. The whole summer before that went by with the riots and the looting and the fires and all that stuff that happened. She never publicly said a word about it.
Yeah.
Well, the Capitol was still, you know, going on. She sends it out that night to everybody. It's like an emergency. She had to get that out. She showed her true colors right then. And then at the next board meeting, I thought she'd backtrack it a little. She made it even worse. I was embarrassed for her at that next board meeting. She's the problem. I'll tell you right now.
Well,
she's the problem. And any board member that supports her. And even Angie Taylor.
I was going to say, even Dr. Taylor, she's asking lawyers, you know, how can we let the teachers support and wear things that support BLM and, you know, LGBTQ, but not right to life? You know, so Angie Taylor is just as bad.
Well, but what I was going to say, yeah, remind me to come back to Board Policy 4500. But even last night, Angie Taylor said she had trouble with some of the lessons in the curriculum. And that's what that comes from, Angie Taylor. She said even she had trouble. And after that is when Kristen said she would have approved it if she could. Again, I was shocked she said it out loud.
Yeah. Well, we all know that Kristen McNeil wasn't even in the list of candidates who the headhunting group was going to suggest for that position. So we know that she's not qualified to do it just because she worked under, you know, previous superintendents. So, John, I know you want to get...
The activist teachers love her.
Yeah. Oh, well, of course, because she backs them up.
Board Policy 4500. This is the next biggest thing, and it's coming up next Tuesday. Do we have a minute to talk about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Board Policy 4500 is exactly what Monica just said. We're pretty sure that it would allow, if it passes, and it's going to be discussed at the board policy meeting next Tuesday from 2 to 4. It's not going to be another 11-hour meeting. It's from 2 to 4 at the school district office. That's what would allow teachers to show their support for BLM and LGBTQ, but not show support for things like pro-life and Back the Blue.
Yeah.
We need people at that one. And a lot of people are aware, Monica, but you can help us get the word out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because that's, you know, we've got her on tape. We've got her recorded with the lawyer for the board saying, you know, we can't get around this. You know,
I sent it. I was there at that meeting. I was the one who sent that out.
That it's just absolutely incredible. John, I have to give a personal thank you from not only me and the community. Thank you so much for, you know, your kids are almost out of school, but you're taking up this fight for other people's children and for the future of our education system here in Nevada. And I really appreciate it. What is that Facebook page again that you have?
You're welcome. Our Facebook page is Protect Nevada Children. And it's a private Facebook page, but please join if you're on Facebook, you know, any of your listeners. And then my email address, if people don't do Facebook, my email address is John, J-O-H-N, at J, the letter J, Tahoe.com. John at JTahoe.com.
John, thank you so much for joining me and giving me
you're
this information.
Welcome,
now you get to the Conservative Talk Lunch and have a great lunch at King's Buffet as well.
11:30 to 1. So any of you listening, as soon as Monica's done, head over or listen to the last part of her show in your car on your way over.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Monica. Have a great day.
All right. We're going to get an update on the Washoe County Commission meeting right after we take this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Johnny Depp turns 58 today. If you want to get him something, go with anything but a script from another Pirates of the Caribbean sequel. Donald Duck turns 87 today. And now, finally, the no pants thing makes sense. Martial arts legend Donnie Yen joined the cast of John Wick 4. He's never acted before, but then neither has Keanu Reeves. MIT engineers discovered a new way to generate electricity. Not to be outdone, students at Arizona State figured out a way to vape with their butts. And marijuana stores in Washington State are giving free joints to residents who get vaccinated. So great news for the six people in Washington who already aren't baked out of their skulls. This is not headline news.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I say it's your show, and today it truly is, because I've got all the help I can possibly get. Melanie, thank you so much for hanging on the line. Was it as long as a day at the Washoe County Commission meeting as it was at the school board meeting?
Good morning, Monica. Actually, I have nothing to update as far as the county commissioner. So I was there at 9 o'clock in the morning, obviously, and then went over to the school board meeting. So I wanted to piggyback off of what everybody else has been saying about the school board. So public comment was 3.01 at the school board meeting. Well, they ended up taking 5.01 before public comment. So they had us wait there an extra over 2 hours before they started public comment.
Really?
Yes.
So
and
they just
also I count. Yeah,
they just pushed it down the schedule.
They did, and I counted 12 California vehicles with license plates, and also they pushed public comment further in the agenda, and then as we're sitting out there waiting for our names to be called, there was multiple cars pulling up on the other side for the other side as we were waiting to speak. So they moved us because they were waiting for those teachers to be able to get out. It was the last day of school, to get out of school and to be able to be there and do public comment. And then all they did was pat themselves on the back and then berate Jeff Church and appraise everybody else.
So, you know, I was wondering about this last time, Melanie, that because they put the whole curriculum discussion off until this meeting. You know, I felt like it's like, I feel like they're doing this to rally support for their decisions. And it looks like that's exactly what it was.
Yep, I agree. Mark and I didn't get home until well after 8 o'clock.
And it's just incredible what they're doing. Let people know where you live or what vicinity.
In North Valley.
So, you know, Caudill's seat is for the North Valleys, Melanie.
I have that under control. So we're having multiple people that are conservatives apply. And also we have a kind of secret that I'm not going to announce on air. And then I'm also working on the Reno High District doing the exact same thing.
That is absolutely fabulous. And this is how you get involved. Melanie, before I let you go, talk about Nevada Grassroots Patriots. Because people ask me all the time, well, what can I do? What group do I join? What, you know, how do I get involved in the ground level?
So we're ndgrassroots.com. I post all of our activities. We go to all the commissioners. We have different brigades where we are working on the legislation part of it. We have a Second Amendment brigade. We have the Election Integrity Brigade. We have the County Commissioners Brigade. We have the School Board Brigade. I think I got all of them. I don't think so, but that's some of them. So we have multiple different brigades. Everybody has their interests of what they are passionate about, that they can join us. So they can contact me. I believe my phone number is on the website, or they can just email me at nvgrassrootspatriots@yahoo.com. I'm also on Facebook, NV Grassroots Patriots Flag Parade, or Community Organizer. I mean, we're all over the place.
Do you feel like you've made a difference over the last year and a half?
I feel like in the last 3 months we have. We also are working on trying to educate parents and supporting parents as far as pulling their children out of the Washoe School District. And we do co-ops for homeschooling. We have a great one. We normally have about 50 to 60 kids every Thursday.
I mean, that's what I still want to encourage parents to do is just homeschool. Because that's when you're going to see change. Because every single one of those kids, they're just a dollar sign to the school district.
Exactly. And don't do the distance learning because they're still getting the money. That's what I told the school board last night, that I'm going to do everything in my power to help and support parents to pull their kids out of the school district.
So just got a quick text here. Sounds like the board is railroading their agenda. Just another form of bullying. You've seen that
Absolutely.
A lot, haven't you, Melanie? Not only with the Washoe County School Board, but with the commissioners, too. You know, we talk
Absolutely.
About getting kids help for bullying, but adults can be just as bad.
It's terrible. I mean, I thought since the 1950s, we've been indoctrinated in the public school system. Now they're just blatantly out in public and not even trying to hide it.
Yeah, I am so thankful so thankful that we have people like you that care and that get other people rallied. You and Cindy Martinez, and the list goes on and on. Bruce Parks, Paul White, which we're going to hear from Paul White here in just a second with another unbelievable story of what's happening in the Washoe County School District. And this time it has to do with threats of gun violence. So, Melanie, keep up the great work. Again, where can people find out more about how they can join your organization?
nbgrassroots.com.
You have a great day and keep up the awesome work.
Thank you so much.
And next time, call with a report on the commission. We haven't talked about them in a while.
They don't do anything.
Well, that is true there, too. Appreciate your time, Melanie. That's true. They don't do anything. City Council doesn't do anything. They just, you know, they just keep pushing it down the line. So, hey, speaking of pushing things down the line, we got a Fox News update here. So we'll be back with Paul White and just some incredible information on what's going on or what happened at Wooster High School. What did happen at Wooster High School? This is incredible. And you're going to hear it right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And we provide a free education for our children. We just need to make sure that it is absolutely the best and the safest around. Hey, before we get to our conversation with Paul White, let's check out the poll question today. Do you trust the Washoe County Health Department to bring you the most accurate information on COVID-19 and how it's affecting Northern Nevada? Yesterday's poll question, do you think the city of Reno is doing enough to, well, clean up the homeless, do the sweeps, get them into shelters, get them into treatment, whatever they need? Because you know, one way or another, we're going to have to pay for it. Yeah. 90% of those participating in the poll said, no, they are not. Now, I know a lot of the things that I talk about have to do with Washoe County, and I know that's selfish because I live in Washoe County, but I tell you, this stuff is happening all across Northern Nevada. It is not specific just to Washoe County. So take part wherever you live to make that difference. Speaking of a man who makes a difference, that is Paul White, who is joining us right now. And Paul, thank you so much for still being out there and being a champion for not only the kids, but for all of us here in Northern Nevada.
Oh, good to hear you, Monica. Thanks.
So let's talk about this. You sent me a horrific text this morning that I find hard to believe. So I'm going to let you relay the story. What's going on with Wooster High School?
Well, the whole Wooster community has been funneling messages, Monica, asking for help. A little before last Thanksgiving, to name just one thing, a kid got thrown out of a class by the teacher and went outside and started screaming that he was going to go home, get a gun, and come back and kill everybody. And the school police cuffed the kid, were preparing to arrest him, and Wooster's too long time principal came to the police, and her words were, "Stand down, uncuff him, I'm taking over here." And she got into a big argument with a police officer, a woman apparently, who was doing part of the arresting. And the principal takes this kid out to lunch, gets him a sandwich, takes him to work to pick up a check, and brings him back. Well, so if you look online, you'll see News 4 did a little thing with this back at that time, and they said the district had found out, and the district didn't find out until 5 days after this happened. And then the district took another couple days to notify parents, and the district described it as they checked it out, and it was not a credible threat. The kid was threatening to kill people. Kid was a drug addict and disappeared from the school. And the principal, when she brings the kid back from lunch, says, well, don't worry, I dealt with it. I de-escalated. She was bragging about how she solved the situation. Now, you got to ask yourself, if you go back to Columbine and a lot of these others, these kids were talking about things and acting out things long before they decided to shoot up their school. But my question is this. What's going on, Monica, that the school board wouldn't have gotten involved, that they would say this wasn't credible? A school district spokesman said, and I quote, "While school police are continuing to provide support." Where was the school's chief of police saying if either of those officers are such nitwits that they were cuffing a kid who wasn't a credible threat, or quite more likely those officers were absolutely doing what they were supposed to, and then the police chief just swallowed it when the district stepped in and said, no, we just won't say that there was any problem there. This same principal just a few weeks ago walks into the boys' football locker room unannounced, allegedly looking for violations of COVID protocol. And some of the boys are in there changing in their underwear. This principal, unannounced, a woman, she stays in the locker room, according to the staff and the football team, 5 or 6 minutes, and then leaves. Now, the school did an investigation. I've seen the report. They said, the principal said, she just left immediately, which everyone there says is a total lie. Now, can you imagine, Monica, what would happen if a male principal had walked into the girls' locker room standing in their underwear? He wouldn't have a job. He'd probably be locked up.
Yeah.
And this is just, it just goes there from Wooster. I mean, 10 to 20 teachers are leaving the school a year because they can't stand this woman. And you heard John Eppolito was talking a little bit, I think, about that government teacher who, a government teacher showed a Reaganomics video. That's government. She lost her teaching assignment. The guy who's showing these books about, I've got a photo of one on display in his room today. Trump is the Antichrist. Trump and Hitler, we should have stopped them both. This is being given as assignments to kids, and the principal says nothing. I mean, my question last night at the board meeting was, what's it take to remove a principal? Any time in my education career, Monica, any time a principal that bad has not been removed by the superintendent, it's because they had something on the superintendent.
Well, see, what you just said there, Paul, take off the re, because what happens, it's almost like the Catholic priest scandal. You know, you came across a priest that was not doing so good. You just moved him. Well, that's the same thing that they do with the principals here. They just move them to another school. And I'm with you. I don't know how you get these people fired, because our kids deserve better. I mean, Paul, you've been recognized for the work that you have done in the past with kids, and yet you can't even get a job as a substitute.
Well, that's right. It's because they looked at my background. I was including a two-time Teacher of the Year, and they said, well, why would you want to work for $12 an hour as a sub? And I said, well, I like to write. And I said, I believe people need to know what's going. And I said, I want a sub so I can write about what I see inside the schools. And I said, I'm not after just bad. I said, I'll write about what I see. Well, that's all it took. And then I contacted HR the other day at the district, and I said, you never gave a credible reason why you wouldn't hire me. You're 80 subs short a day, which means thousands of kids a day are being babysat by custodians or lunch ladies or whoever happens to be passing by. Anything but the world-class education Angela Taylor says they're giving them. And they're scared.
It's more of a third world class education.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just nuts. I mean, at Turning Point School not too long ago, a 9-year-old kid comes up behind a teacher in the hallway and urinates on his head. They've got a video of this.
Where is that at?
Turning Point School, one of the schools here in town. And the school police have a recording of it. And then 2 years ago, Galena couple of the administrators decided that, well, if we're going to have sex, why not have it at school? And forget about the fact that we're getting videotaped on the school video. And one of them disappeared. One of them, I understand, still in the district teaching. If you can believe this.
Well, yeah. Again, we don't fire. We move.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned it right earlier. The applicant field for the superintendency, when Tracy Davis got sent down the road, the applicant pool was 20 people, and it was I've been a superintendent. It was a weak field of losers. And that weak field of losers, of the top six they suggested the district interview, the search firm, McNeil wasn't even in the top six. And she's got absolutely zero experience in doing anything except lying and covering up for probably the worst superintendent I ever came across in Tracy Davis. And, parents, they need to pull their kids. They need to absolutely go down there and kick the door down at the district office on these board meetings and just speak up. And but Worcester, you know, they've got a lot of heart. They want to make it a better school. And this principal is just a tyrant. And you talk about threats and bullying. This woman personifies it. What's it take? What justification, Monica, would the district have for not getting rid of her?
So
what has she done?
Paul, I got to ask you, we've been working on and talking and trying to highlight what's been going on at the Washoe County School District for 2 years now since we got together, and, you know, encouraging parents to take their kids out of the schools because they're just a dollar sign. What do you think has happened over the last 2 years? Have we progressed? I mean, we're getting more people at the board meetings. We're getting more evidence of what's going on in the schools. I mean, are people waking up?
Well, the biggest progress has been, yes, in just the community being aware of the problem and wanting to do something. But, you know, I got to say, Monica, the upset about, oh, you know, get rid of CRT and social justice. Well, of course you want to get rid of that. But to think that that is the cause, as you've heard people say, they've been doing this for years. They'll do it. They're doing that and 10 other things along with it. The only answer to this is what we're doing, and that's we're putting together a lawsuit. Because they're so connected, the lawsuit we're looking at would charge State Department of Ed and all 17 county school districts with fraud. We're not talking about an education lawsuit. We're talking about they've defrauded Nevadans in the last decade out of $50 billion, and they've promised a quality product. They've delivered the worst one in the nation for over a decade. They've lied about it. They manipulated the data. People were damaged by it. You know, 90% of our kids graduate practically functionally illiterate, and they have benefited personally from it. And it's classic fraud, and the restitution we're asking is absolute what's never happened in the United States, and that is a voucher for every single school-age parent. And because we say a reasonable parent cannot be expected to send their child to those schools like they are now. And then finally, the schools would have what you should have had all along, and that is competition. A parent can choose. And so if public schools wanted to stay in business, they'd have to take this Worcester principal and 100 others just like her and send them down the road and compete and start having clean, safe schools that teach, not indoctrinate. So that's what all these people who are excited about right now need to remember.
Wouldn't that be interesting if we had to have elections for principals?
Yeah. Absolutely.
How can people find out more about this lawsuit and get involved?
Best thing they can do is go to joeygilbert.com/saveourschools. joeygilbert.com/saveourschools. Talks about it there, and all the people that you talk with and hear from, of course, are getting more involved and getting more aware of what's going on, but they've just got to realize, and as long as, and this board just needs to get washed right out in the street. Jeff Church, a few tougher questions before that would happen there. But the six out of seven just couldn't be worse. Angela Taylor could not be worse.
Well, we've got two open seats right now, and we'll have more seats open for the election. So we just need to get people to get off their duffs and, you know, put in those applications. So, Paul, thank you so much for all you and Val do for the area. You guys are just literally a godsend. So thank you so much for your time and bringing this to our attention, too.
Thank you, Monica.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
At what point do we protect our schools? Since when is a principal, a certified psychologist, to take on a student who is threatening to shoot up a school? I just find that very interesting. You know, we've heard many accounts of schools across the country of warning signs being there. We've got all the warning signs of something very tragic happening here in Northern Nevada. And personally, to me, doesn't seem like it's being taken seriously. It's the Monica Jay Show. We're going to wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show. Oh, I promised yesterday I was going to get to the cattle industry and the RFID chipping and the... I'm sorry. I know. I need a longer show. I need a longer show. I'm sorry. So I'm going to put it off until tomorrow. Right now, I'm going to take a couple of your questions and your texts and your emails. So let's check this out. Seems to me the school district is the first place to start to weed out these tyrants. You know, that's not a bad thing. It all goes back to you have to start locally at the grassroots. That means getting on the school boards. That means getting on the city council. Get on just the committees that report back to the city councils, to the commissions, commission in different areas, the supervisors. Be involved. Thank you for the text. Let's see. Where was I going? Okay. This is scary. Sorry about this. Just in, there's an active shooter at Joint Base in San Antonio, Texas. The base has been put on lockdown. Personnel ordered to shelter in place. It just doesn't stop. Just in, Biden to announce a vaccine plan for the world. And we know that he is at the G7 summit right now in Europe. Oh, the craziness. Look at Antifa. No wonder they don't want to release the videotape of the January 6th inside the Capitol. Oh, we've seen lots of tapes from inside the Capitol. Let's see. I still think this whole thing was all about the vaccines and it was never about the virus itself. They wanted us to take this phony vaccine before the virus ever showed itself. And the government now is doing everything it can to pull out all the stops. Absolutely. Yes, 100%. Let's see. I love how you guys pay attention. Check my Twitter feed for lottery. Lottery illegal in Nevada per NRS 462. So what does Governor Sisolak want to do to encourage you to get an experimental shot that could likely kill you? He wants to have a lottery. I'm sure they'll call it something else to get around the rules, because that's what they do. OMG, Fox News just reported that the vaccine being tested to give to 12-year-olds and under also will work to vaccinate 6-month-olds soon. Crazy that a parent would let this, let them test this vaccine on their 6-month-old. This is a quote from Dr. Simone Gold, frontline doctors. If you allow your children 18 and under to be vaccinated, you are harming them. You, the parent, because you're allowing it to happen. Because Dr. Mikovits, you might remember that name from Plandemic and others who have said that this whole thing was not a plandemic or not a pandemic, it's a plandemic. It's been planned for a long time. Well, she is now coming out and saying that the vaccine spike protein injections could kill up to 50 million Americans. Know what you're putting in your body and know who you trust for the information. It's the Monica Jay Show. Have a great day. Love you.